you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Not So Live. The season is over, and that deserves an ode, and it is called, hold your applause to the end, it is called Ode to the Season That Is Over. Goes something like this. Losing stinks, but what are you going to do? Like more times than not, it came down to a play or two. The Packers weren't out physicaled. They were just as tough. That near interception. But close wasn't good enough. So Team 93 is done, but it leaves quite a legacy. It lost to some opponents, but never to adversity. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Opportunity knocked for tonight's guest this season, and he answered in the biggest of ways. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Andrew Quarles. Andrew, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I'm doing pretty good. It's a cold night, but we made it. We definitely made it.
Aren't these people terrific for coming out? Yeah. Andrew, is today kind of weird in a sense? Because yesterday, all the hopes, dreams, and aspirations are alive, and suddenly it all comes to a close. Was today kind of weird?
Yes, sir. I mean, I think it's for me, I mean, everybody in that locker room, it's the toughest day of the year. You know, these are things that you don't expect. You know, like you said, just yesterday it was a dream. So, yeah, it's definitely tough. But, you know, we had some exit interviews today, and I think, you know, the energy is definitely still there, definitely still positive. So, you know, it's definitely good to leave at that.
Andrew, I think your football team made a statement about being tough and physical yesterday. And I'm thinking specifically 12-play, 80-yard drive that spanned the end of the third, early fourth quarter, ended with a John Kuhn touchdown. 9 of those 12 plays were on the ground. Now, that is tough, and that is physical.
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, that's one of our things. I mean, this whole year, you know, hats off to everybody in that backfield. You know, including myself, I take a little, you know, responsibility for that, too, blocking in the backfield. But, you know, those guys run hard. You know, you got guys like Eddie Lacy, James Starks running the ball, John Kuhn. I mean, that's the guys you love to block for, you know, because you know they're going to give their extra effort. You know, so I think that's what it took, you know, this whole year. And, you know, hats off to those guys.
Andrew, this Kaepernick fellow, he seems to be a problem. What do you guys think about him?
I mean, he's pretty fast, I think. I think he's pretty fast. You know, he kind of reminds me of the speed of Mike Vick. You know, somebody like Michael Vick, you know, when he breaks that pocket, he really picks it up. But, I mean, yeah, he's definitely a playmaker, man. But I'm just looking forward to the next time. That's all I can say.
Now, Andrew, as of today, after yesterday's game, Kaepernick has a big S back on his chest. But you know what's kind of interesting? And Micah Hyde's had a wonderful, wonderful rookie season. But if Micah is able to hang on to that interception, today people are talking about Colin Kaepernick being very ordinary yesterday. It boiled down to he made a couple plays, we missed an opportunity, and that changes the complexion of everything.
You're absolutely correct. You know, and that, I mean, that's the game of football, and that's the things you love about, you know, the game of football. It could be just one play. Like you said, one play could have, you know, really changed the end of the game. But, You know, I actually talked to Mike about it, and I told him, I wish you would have caught it, but I mean, he really stretched out. I said, I saw the effort, you know, and that's all I could appreciate is, you know, that effort. I mean, I really think he really sold out and tried, so
that's all
we could ask.
Now, Andrew, you mentioned the blocking you're doing, did a lot of that, only targeted one time receiving, and appropriately enough, you had one catch, but it was a difficult catch. It looked from my vantage point to be kind of a one-handed stab, was it?
Yeah, it's pretty low. I had to get down. I mean, I wish I could have stayed up because all I saw was open field, man. I mean, you know, sometimes when you see that open field, you know, you just, in your head, touchdown, you know, that's what you're thinking. So, I mean, I wish I could have stayed up, but I did have to, you know, go down to get it. But, yeah, it was a one-hand grab, so, you know, that was cool.
Sure was. Andrew, as we talked about, did a lot of blocking, and they weren't bashful about sending you right into the heart of the 49er defense. For instance, on this play, right out of the backfield, Navarro Bowman, an all-pro caliber player. And do you like this backfield blocking and stuff? Because by trade, you are a tight end.
Oh, yeah. I mean, me personally, I love the tight end position. We're asked to do a lot in this offense, and I'm a guy that's, you know, ready to step up and do that. You know, that's how I approach it. We asked to get out there and line up like wide receivers and run routes, and then, you know, like the tape showed, you know, getting the backfield and block like a running back in alignment. So, I mean, me personally, I just love the contact. I mean, I guess that might have something to do with growing up in New York and, you know, just those New York streets. I mean, I love the contact, and I'm not afraid of it.
Well, a different kind of contact. They asked you to come across the formation several times and block Alden Smith, who's a long, leggy guy. Mm-hmm. And you were able to cut him and get him on the ground, which can sometimes be very difficult to do with those leggy guys, but you were able to get it done.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, definitely. That is a block that, you know, we're asked to do sometimes. Like you said, those guys with those long legs, they'll give you a little step or two. So it's really like a timing kind of thing. You know, it comes down to timing. You got to time it almost perfectly so that you just don't dive and fall on your face, you know. So, you know, you definitely got to try to make contact. Hats off to them guys. It's definitely a tough defense. You know, Navarro Bowman is actually a guy I went to school with. So, you know, I was excited to go against him and meet him in the hole. You know, those are things that excite me, you know. So, I'm kind of sad it's over. I'm kind of sad it's over, man, because like I said, I mean,
understandable.
I had a lot of fun this year with those guys.
All right, Andrew, hang on to your stocking cap, buddy, because it is time to go in the huddle.
In the huddle.
Woo! In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it. Andrew, are you ready?
Sir.
Okay, we're going to cut right to the chase on this. We're going back to the Bear game, and I want to ask you how on earth you came up with this football, because to the naked eye, it looked seemingly impossible to come up with this football, because I believe right here, those are two Bear hands around said football, Andrew. Tell us what you were seeing, what you were thinking, and how you made the grab.
Oh, man, I mean, this is actually one of my favorite catches. Once that ball is in the air, I mean, your main focus is that ball, you know. So just for that split second that you see right there, I did think this could be an interception, you know, just for that split second. But then you can't never lose focus on that ball, you know, and that's kind of what I did. And, I mean, it was a laser, I mean, because it stuck to me. I got my hands up, but it stuck to me. But, you know, you just got to, just really – keep focus on the ball, man. And I rolled over on it and caught it, you know.
Can I ask you something? Okay.
He was surprised as I was. I was like, he thought he caught it.
Did he say some curse words?
I ain't hearing those, but I know he was surprised. I know he definitely was surprised.
Let me ask you this. As we roll it a little bit forward, does it come and hit you in the helmet? Did it hit you in the face mask or something?
Like I said, it was a laser. It was a laser. But, I just got my hand around it. I just remember hitting it with my right hand and kind of just rolling over it and pulling it in. But, yeah, I mean, it just really took focus. I mean, like I said, once that ball's in the air, as a receiver, you gotta lock in and never take your eyes off of it.
Andrew Corliss for 22 yards. The Packers scored a touchdown on the very next play. Well done. Coming up, Earn Your Autograph, starring Nolan. It's time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Nolan. And Nolan, we have a question for you, Frankie.
Nolan, are you ready to rumble?
Nolan, are you ready to rumble?
Yeah.
Well, you're certainly dressed for it, buddy. If you can learn the football skill Andrew's about to coach you on, you will have earned his autograph. How is that for a rumble?
Good.
Okay, wonderful. What are we gonna learn, Andrew?
See, I want to show him how to, you know, how to catch with the, you know, thumbs to thumbs. But you just brought up a thing. I feel like I've been having some one hand catches, and I kind of want to show him how to catch one hand.
All right, cool.
You think you can catch this one hand?
Yeah.
All right. So what I want you to do, the main thing when the ball is in the air in a spiral, you got to focus at the tip of the ball. So as long as you focus at the tip of the ball. And you always got to watch it to your hand, all right? So with a one-handed catch, as that ball is coming spiral, if you open your hand and you focus it, and it just focus on the tip, and focus on the tip hitting your fingers. You think you could do that for me?
Sure, I thought it was just luck. All right.
I'm going to see how
you. You ready to go, Nolan?
I don't know. I think his hands might be too little, though. You brought the idea up, though, because I think it was a great idea.
Let's try it. No.
Because this is really,
get a hand up there.
This is really an unteachable kind of thing. This is like, it's instinct, but I think it could be taught.
See if you can get it up against your chest.
If you can get it like this and then, okay. All right, so I'm going to throw it to like the side of you. So you got to watch it all the way to your hand, all right?
And if you want to, Nolan, catch it any way you can.
I'm going to back up a little bit. Ready? I'm going to throw it right at him, so don't.
Yeah! Yes! Nolan! You're like most valuable player.
Yes, is this sir. The greatest moment of your life?
All right.
Yes, sir.
Well, Nolan's getting Andrew's autograph. We've got to take a timeout. When we come back, it is time for this week's Chalk Talk. Don't go away. Back, Colin Kaepernick scrambles. They were a problem. Let's take a look. Now, in this situation, and this is 3rd and 8, 1:13 to play. In this situation, the Packers, let's have fun with numbers, are going to rush 7. The 49ers are going to have 6 blockers. And if my math is correct, that leaves 1 unblocked Packer, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, another thing about this play is Mike Daniels and Andy Malumba are going to run a stunt. But I can't tell you what that stunt is exactly because Andy and Mike run into each other right here. That is problematic because it allows the 49ers to basically take care of 1, 2, 3 Packers with 1, 2 blockers. So the man advantage is now gone. Now, up here, we've got Jarrett Bush blitzing off the edge. Now, some people have criticized him for losing contain on Kaepernick, but look at him right here. He's the only guy in the neighborhood, and he gets his hands up right here. I think Jarrett's doing a pretty darn good job. As a matter of fact, he forces Kaepernick to reload. But here, remember that stunt that got all fouled up in here? Well, normally on a stunt, one of the guys has got an outside rush lane. But because the stunt was fouled up, we have nobody out there. And here comes Kaepernick. Now, Andy Malumba is hustling with all his heart. However, Andy was injured earlier in the game. He's out there because the Packers have nobody else. And you can tell, watch him run. You can tell he is injured. So you combine it all together, and Kaepernick gets a first down. And the 49ers get a victory 5 plays later. I'm getting depressed. Frankie, take it away, please.
Chalk Talk, Chalk Talk, Chalk Talk.
Now, Andrew, I don't want to say you're having a breakout year, but there was a point where two consecutive games you came up with career highs of six catches, 66 yards, and a touchdown, two straight weeks. Would you call it a breakout season for Andrew Corliss?
I don't think so. I mean, at the end of the year, what I tell a lot of people is my body started to feel better, towards the end of the year. Early in camp, I had a quad which kind of played on into the, beginning of the season. But I think, towards the end of the year, so maybe breakout towards the end of the year, but I don't, as a whole year full, I definitely think I have a lot more to offer.
Now, just to refresh your memories, Andrew missed all of last season recovering from major knee surgery. And so you're back this year, just the first year back. Do you find yourself appreciating the game more now because of the time away?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, 100%, you're 100% correct. I mean, definitely. I mean, what I tell a lot of people is, when, your everything is taken away from you. And I really say that being football, but even not being able to walk. I mean, there's certain things that you take for granted in life. So just me, like I said, not being able to walk, certain little things like that, really just made me appreciate life more. So I'm just inspired every day when I get up, to go to work and, do what I love to do.
All right, coming up, we'll have questions for Andrew from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. Our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name, sir?
Ralph.
And Ralph, what's your question?
Now that the season, the long season's over with, what are you going to do to relax and unwind from a long season?
I think the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to Florida. I'm going to the most bottom of this U.S. I'm going to get a little sunshine, for a week or two, and then I probably head to New York, go see some family, maybe around Super Bowl time and stuff like that.
Need some company for that Florida trip? Hell of a whole crowd. Yes, your name.
Hi, I'm Connie. My question is, you had a great season this year. Do you set personal goals for next year? And what would those be?
I definitely have personal goals. Every day, when I'm out there and I practice, I work to get better. So at the end of the day, I definitely want to get better, but the way I think, man, I'm only thinking Pro Bowls for me. That's how I feel, and I really want to, work to get there.
All right, next up we have?
Travis. And my question is, out of all of the jokes that were played on the rookies, what was the best joke and who was it on?
The best joke? I will say, this team is not a big hazing team, But, a lot of times we had the rookies buy some food for, the plane trips and stuff like that. I think the funniest one is probably we got, like, a big, ugly frog that they keep in the training room. They keep around. It's always around the locker room for some reason. And a lot of times they try to put it in people's lockers, so as soon as they open it, they see a big, I'm talking about big, like, big one-pound frog. It's nasty.
All right, time for Frank's favorite question. Frank, what is it, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
My favorite question was Connie's about setting personal goals, and Connie gets a Packer helmet tape dispenser.
Of course, Frank, nobody goes away empty-handed on Packers Live. What do we have as parting gifts for the rest of our questioners?
As many ballpoint pens as they want from our show 2 years ago that we're trying to get rid of.
Good stuff, huh?
Yes, sir!
Wonderful. We'll be back. Say hello to along a little bit. All right. Take care. Well, I guess we're not quite done yet. We'll be back in just a moment.
Take care of business. Take care of business.
We are back with Andrew Corliss. And Andrew, now that it's history, what do you take away from this season, this team, both as an individual and as a teammate?
I think when you look at this team, I think when you have a great group of people, a great, a bunch of character, a bunch of toughness, resiliency. I mean, when you look at those guys in our locker room, when I see them every day, I mean, like I said, I'm proud. I'm definitely proud.